It's the Burt Cohen Show. Something's happening in America. When they first sang that song, it was all hopeful. Now it's a little bit scary. We got extreme right-wingers like Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann being taken seriously as Republican candidates for president. And oftentimes they are backed by, something called Americans for Prosperity, which is really the Koch brothers, which has a very substantial interest in the future of what has been a republic, what has been a democracy. And we have gone away from, far away from, the ugly days of segregation. Some of you listeners I know are old enough to remember George Corley Wallace, a Southern governor who talked about segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. Well, there is we've gone way beyond that. We've gotten rid of that racist apartheid stuff, haven't we? Well, amazingly enough, there is a county in North Carolina which was seemingly functioning pretty well. But there was a school board election in Wake County, North Carolina, in which there were a lot of participants. Now, apparently, the campaign to elect people to bring back segregation was not entirely bankrolled, and I use that term consciously. They don't want to say bankrolled. They didn't like that term bankrolled. Clearly, the so-called Americans for Prosperity were very supportive of candidates who would, in fact, bring back segregation. And there's a new documentary short movie put out by the wonderful Brave New Foundation about what happened there. And anybody can take a look at that. And this was a campaign against integration in specific and public schools in general. Has begun across the country with the kickoff point in Wake County, North Carolina. That's a district around Raleigh, North Carolina. And our guest today is the executive director. On the first half is executive director Jim Miller of Brave New Foundation, the maker of the film, who I must point out Koch brothers, the Americans for Prosperity, has indicated to me very clearly they are suing. They are suing the producers, Brave New Foundation, for this film. Well, Jim, thank you very much for being with us on the Burt Cohen Show. What is this film? How is it being distributed? And why would somebody as incredibly powerful as Americans for Prosperity bother to tell me they're suing you guys?
Well, Burt, thank you very much for having me on. That's a good question. I think, starting from the suing point, there's no legal action, just to be clear. We have not been made aware of our lawyers, of which there are many, I can assure you, have not been made aware of any legal action from Americans for Prosperity or any other organization. I think that my conclusion, at least, is that it's a tactic that they're using to scare people like you, and thank goodness you are not scarable, and other reporters, so that they don't either carry the video on their sites or do pieces on this video and on this topic. They don't want the word to get out. They don't want their tactics to be revealed, and so they're using threat of litigation in order to kind of shut people up, for lack of a better term. But to get back to your original question about the series, you know, we Robert Greenwald, who founded the company, read an article in The New Yorker that Jane Mayer had written about the Koch brothers. And that's what started the ball rolling. We got an investigative team together. We got a production team. And we did some research. And we started looking into the Koch brothers and what we call the Kochtopus, all of the different tentacles that they have and all of the different issues that, that they're involved in. We did a video about their way that they get their messaging out using the echo chamber.
Uh-huh.
And we have done this video, which we're talking about today, regarding resegregation and how the money that the Kochs have gets funneled down through different organizations and through different people so that resegregation in this case, or any issue that they want to affect, gets affected.
It's really, it's kind of hard to believe that we're even talking about resegregation. This was in America's distant, ugly past. And, well, I imagine the Americans for Prosperity are not real pleased about having it brought up in those lights and comparing them and what they're doing to George Wallace. Now, but is it? I mean, it's just so hard to believe. What does the film show? What actually happened in Wake County with the Wake County school system? What was the, you know, when I was in the New Hampshire State Senate, we'd always talk about, you know, don't fix it unless it's broken. Was it broken in Wake County? What was the reputation of the school system? And what, tell us a bit about the campaign and what this video shows.
Well, you know, what the video shows is, going back to your point regarding George Wallace, I mean, I think one of the most powerful sections of the video shows side by side, some of the people, including your next guest, and right now in 2011, and then what was said way back when from people like George Wallace, whom we all know was racist, and showing those the same terminology side by side, I think has set something off in these people, so that they are upset that they're being compared to these icons of racism. You know, George Wallace and segregation. Now, the quote that you opened your show with, it's not a pretty thing.
No,
and it's not something I think anybody should be proud of as Americans for Prosperity. I mean, where would they come up with that name when they are attacking other Americans? I mean, are they really against people of color? Is that what they're saying? It's sad. I think it's very sad.
Well,
what we're trying to do specifically with the video, really, you know, the people within Wake County whom we interview in the video, and the people who have been protesting against what's been happening in Wake County, I think have more of the information about what the school board is doing and about how fantastic the schools were and how the integration was really fulfilling for the students and was helping everybody to get a better education. What we specifically are doing within this video is making people, not only the people of Wake County, but the people of the country, aware of the Koch brothers' influence and how they are able to use their money. You know, they gave $5 million to Americans for Prosperity, a million of which, according to the North Carolina Americans for Prosperity 990s, they had between 2007 and 2009 that they used during that time. And so, you know, and on their website, on the Americans for Prosperity, I have it pulled up right now, on the Americans for Prosperity website, it says, "Your grassroots action really paid off in Wake County Public Schools." You know, so they're congratulating their members for the work that was done and for trying to resegregate the schools, which is just it's unbelievable. It's almost unfathomable in 2011 that that is something that they would congratulate themselves for.
And the Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers, have tremendous power across the country right now. It's not, you know, just isolated to a revival of George Wallace's message. And they seem to be focused, for the most part, on, I mean, the name Americans for Prosperity seems to be about the economy. And, you know, the name Americans for Prosperity suggests its whole agenda is about economics. How does this effort fit in with their rather extreme exaltation of the free market as the answer we need as Americans for Prosperity to occur? How does it fit in there? And you know, congratulating the people who contributed that their efforts paid off. How does that all work in with resegregating? It's a little confusing.
It is, and I can't confess to getting into their heads and really understanding why they're doing this. You know, it doesn't make any sense economically, certainly, and it seems ideological to me.
Yeah.
And that's really the only conclusion I can come to.
Well, there is some of the key words that both George Wallace and these guys are using, phrases like forced busing, neighborhood schools, and
right.
I've even heard terms like government schools that instead of, I haven't heard it specifically with this campaign, but with other campaigns that use the buzzwords neighborhood schools, is government schools, as if public schools are some kind of government propaganda being forced on people, and that it seems to me there's this whole effort, I'm getting a sense, to really destroy public education, to dismantle education. And are you seeing that too, is it part of a larger goal of doing away with public schools? It seems that, you know, the enemy of Americans for Prosperity is anything about the public good, the common good. It's all for worshiping privatization of everything.
Right.
So could this be part of a larger goal of privatization of schools?
You know, I think you may be right. I think you may be right. I think that, you know, doing away with the common good, I think that you hit the nail on the head. A friend of mine just recently was in Boston, and he was touring around and sent me this photo of the original Mayflower Compact, which talks about the greater good. I mean, you can't get back any further in American history than the Mayflower Compact and the people that came over in the Mayflower talking about it being their duty to help each other, for them to have a compact for the greater good, and it seems that the Koch idea is for privatization, is to get rid of Social Security, to get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency, to get rid of any protection that the middle class and the poor of this country have left. And the privatization of schools, certainly, I feel, is part of it. The Kochs have given money to organizations that have attacked school teachers. Their influence is far and wide, and they really, I feel, you know, my personal opinion is they don't care about the greater good.
Yeah. No. It seems very, very clear that's a concept that's not exactly what they're for. They're for really plutocracy, which is not a word that a lot of people know, but government of and by and for the very rich, period. That's it. Now, we are talking on the Burt Cohen Show with Jim Miller, Executive Director of Brave New Foundation. What does the film show specifically? Let's really focus on this Wake County, North Carolina. There was a school board election in 2009, and what exactly happened? And certainly Americans for Prosperity wasn't the only, well, I don't know. Was it, how much participation did they have, and what was the election about? What was the what's the thing that the film is concerned about? Some of the candidates who ran, what were they trying to do to what was clearly a prosperous, very effective school system?
I think that the primary thing that the election came about, the election became about, was resegregation. What the film shows is, as Sue Sturgis says in the film, "Follow the money." It shows how the Kochs gave money to Americans for Prosperity, and then it talks about how Americans for Prosperity, and this is on their website, and we have documentation on this, in turn supported organizations that were for these four board members, the four school board members, two specifically that we highlight in the video, who were for resegregation. I mean, there is, some of the debate is shown in this video, and you see what these school board members were talking about, and that the fact of getting the schools resegregated was their primary goal. I have a quote here. "Americans for Prosperity is on record as supporting the parents of Wake Cares through significant financial contributions as well as other support. Wake Cares is a great example of the kind of grassroots effort to fight the abuses of government that Americans for Prosperity North Carolina is dedicated to supporting." Now, that's from the Americans for Prosperity website.
Wow. Couldn't be much more direct.
Yeah, I mean, it does to me. I mean, this is something that was on their website. But you know something, I'll tell you, Bert, I think Americans for Prosperity is now trying to reframe this argument about, you know, in the video we talk about indirect support, that there was indirect support. They're trying to reframe it, oh, you're saying there's direct support and this, and they're trying to make that the argument. Okay, that's not the argument. That's really not the argument. The point here, and I don't understand why they're running away from it, is that the Koch brothers support, the Koch brothers not only support, the Koch brothers created Americans for Prosperity. It's their money that allowed this organization to get up and running. And Americans for Prosperity North Carolina has taken significant money. So I don't understand why they're running away from that fact. That's the fact. And the ideology that is in place is resegregation. They do not believe in the children of Wake County all having a chance to be educated. They do not believe in that. They want to pick and choose the people who are able to get a better education than other people. And that is what this comes down to. And that is the sad thing to us.
And I can't help but be reminded of the civil rights struggle back in the late 50s and early 60s, when people on the other side were claiming government interference. We want to run our schools our way. Let us decide. Let us have neighborhood schools. You know, here's big government coming in here and telling us what to do. And the argument sounds, you know, a carbon copy. It's virtually the same. And it's interesting to me. Now, AFP, as you say, is trying to run away from this. They say they had no direct involvement. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm reminded of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Now, they're not a PAC per se. APAC doesn't give money directly to candidates. But boy, they sure make sure a lot of money gets where they want it to go. Is there anything kind of similar in the process to that?
I would have to agree with you. I mean, that's, they are able to do it. I'm not a lawyer, right? So we work with a team of lawyers in order to make sure that everything we do is above board. And so, you know, I don't know the law. I'm sure that what they're doing is within the confines.
No doubt.
The letter of the law.
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're hiding where the money is coming from, why aren't they open about the connections? Why do they want to distance themselves so much from the Kochs and the greater agenda that you speak about? That concerns me. And then getting back to the point, why are they not allowing the children within the system? It's been established that in order for the system to work, the integration within the county is necessary. And it's been working that way for a while. Why do they want to separate that? Why do they want to give certain people an advantage? To me, I don't see any other reason besides an ideology of racism. And exactly what we're pointing out in the video, you know, George Wallace having the same words that they have is concerning, you know, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I'd say it's interesting. Adele Stan wrote a piece about it, suggesting that racial prejudice is being used to undermine public education and lead to less successful schools and lead to privatization. And I think her point here is interesting, that racial prejudice, it's still there. It hasn't gone away entirely yet. Maybe being used as a means to a libertarian end. It seems that, all of us agree in liberty, but, you know, there's the extreme libertarian of no government, you know, just total chaos, really, and that the rich rule, and that's just the way it is. And I wonder if this racial prejudice is being used as a wedge to stir people up and to advance the idea that government should not support schools at all. I'm thinking that must be part of their goal, because, I mean, many people have called it government schools, and they want to pull their kids out of schools and have homeschooling, which sometimes can be quite fine. But what about the other kids? What about the community as a whole? So this election was in 2009. What actually happened in that election? And then I want to make sure that I talk about one of the things that is in the film, the real effects on the students. That's one of the most powerful parts of the film.
So, right. Well, when the board members were elected, they did proceed to start the process of resegregation. As we show in the video, and I do encourage everybody to go to KochBrothersExposed.com to see the video for themselves. As you see in the video, when the process was started, there was an uproar within the community, and there were demonstrations, and people stood up for themselves, and people stood up for their children, more importantly. They saw what was about to happen, and so they were able to get this process stopped, which is a good thing. What's happening, though, in October, there is going to be another vote. There's going to be, you know, it could get started again, or we could stop it permanently. So it's one of these things that is ongoing right now, and having people participate and speak out, as many people did in the film, and as many people have since who have visited our website, and say, look, this isn't good for my child. This is not good for the community. We need to let our children be educated properly.
And it seems the Wake County was doing very well. It was a very good reputation. The region's economy was strong, and it seems that in part the county prospered partially because of its reputation for good schools. That happens everywhere. Good schools do clearly relate to a strong regional economy. And I do want to make sure that part of that we don't skip out, and I would encourage people, and yes, Koch Brothers, if you're listening, I am encouraging people to look at the video. Yes, you heard that. What is the real effect on the students? There was one particular student there, a black student, who was very, very articulate, very moving.
Right. Well, you know, I think his story, I encourage people, as you said, to watch the video, because I can't even put into words the power of hearing his personal story. And I think that there are hundreds more like that. You know, we unfortunately have a limited amount of time and limited budgets in order to accomplish produce these videos, and I think that Jeff and his team did a fantastic job. If we had more time, we could make a 90-minute film out of some of the personal stories that we came across and the people whom we spoke with and some of the other organizations that are down on the ground really doing the hard work, the hand-to-hand combat, as it were, in Wake County, in order to just allow people to understand the facts and for them not to be sidetracked by little media bites or terminology like forced busing, which, you know, you have to give it to them. They do have these phrases that, right, that resonate.
Yes.
You know, in a way that scare people. But it's just when you dig a little deeper and you find out the truth and you find out the effects of these people, and then we have no way of knowing what the long term effects would be within a county like that. I mean, you know, you start doing this and you go back in 20 years and what happens to the entire county? It's a sad thing if we have to go down that road, and hopefully we don't.
Well,
I think you're right. I think you're right in looking at the larger frame, because AFP has supported the private school industry, and this could be a way of you know, backdooring into that and saying, hey, let's stop this public education and let's have private schools. I think it would be disastrous for the system.
Well, it does seem to be in keeping with everything I know about the AFP. But before I let you go, I just wanted to find out, before I talk with the spokesperson for Americans for Prosperity, Dallas Woodhouse, who is North Carolina State Director, is there solid evidence of Americans for Prosperity involvement in this election?
Well, once again, that reframing of the argument here, I think, is a rabbit hole that they want everybody to go down right now. Okay? Our point is that the Coctopus uses their money, they fund American for Prosperity. American for Prosperity goes out, as they say on their website, and says that where's my quote? Your grassroots action really paid off in Wake County Public Schools. They support other organizations like Wake Care. So they're doing it all, I'm sure, the letter of the law, but you follow the money. The point is, why don't they come clean and say, hey, you know something? These are the people that we wanted elected. I would love for you to ask Mr. Woodhouse, did the people get elected that you wanted to personally get elected? Are these your choices? Do you want the schools resegregated? Why do you want to go back to a time that did not work? Why do you want to move the clock back? Why don't you care about the greater good? Why shouldn't every child in Wake County get the proper education? I mean, that's why are you trying to censor reporters by saying that you're suing us?
I mean,
these are the answers to the questions that I would love. I mean, the fact is, Art Pope, who is mm-hmm. one of AFP's national directors, has personally given money. So there is to the Wake GOP, right? And the Wake GOP spends their money on campaign mailers. So you can connect the dots, and we can go down that rabbit hole and spend hours going back and forth and digging up 990s and all that stuff. But to me, the point really is, why are you trying to disassociate yourself from the Koch brothers? Why are you going back to George Wallace and trying to segregate schools and deny children the chance to get an equal education?
Amazing. Well, I was remembering in the early mid-60s, we had something called extremism that we discussed when I was in junior high school. It's far worse than that now. It really is. So if people are interested in seeing the film and being in touch with Brave New Foundation, do give us the web contact information here now.
It's CokeBrothersExposed.com.
All right.
And you can go on. You can see this video. You can see the other videos in the series. You can sign up, so we'll send you the rest. There's going to be about four or five more videos that we do on different issues that the Koch brothers fund.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jim Miller, Executive Director of Brave New Foundation. Thanks for your time, Bert.
I really appreciate it.
All right. And if all goes well, we will be back with The Other Side. Stay tuned to The Bert Cohen Show.
out of school, out of love and out of rules. No one there to tell me how. A different world.
Teacher, teach me well. Public education. We have, I'm very pleased, and I'm very short notice, and I appreciate that, Dallas Woodhouse, who is State Director for North Carolina Americans for Prosperity. Thanks again for being with us on the Burt Cohen Show. You got in touch, well, we got in touch, actually, to see about having you come on the show, and you graciously agreed to do that. And you wanted to point out that a correction was made in an article in the Huffington Post, and this is what the Huffington Post said. An earlier version of this story about Americans for Prosperity indicated that Americans for Prosperity, quote, bankrolled, unquote, the school board campaign. AFP did not directly provide funding. This reference has been removed, and additional details about AFP and the role of Wake Cares has been added. At whose insistence was this correction made, and why? I mean, clearly, bankrolled, I guess, was an offensive term, but did the candidates that Americans for Prosperity wanted to win, the Wake County School Board, not win?
Well, no, I mean, because there was never a determination by Americans for Prosperity in any way what candidate we wanted to win. And I was not on your program earlier today, so I didn't hear the producer of this political hit piece, but it has been widely discredited by the local newspaper in Raleigh as not just being inaccurate, but made up out of whole cloth. The assertion in the video is that Americans for Prosperity and some of our board members and founders funneled money, an allegation, while they don't say it on the tape, that would be illegal, to campaign and candidates for the Wake County School Board. It is just an absurd notion, and already the producers had to back off of it because it is libelous and untrue.
Well, they have, I don't know if they've...
I mean to at all be disrespectful, but when it comes to matters of campaign finance and supporting and electioneering, details matter. And the reality is Americans for Prosperity never made a political donation, never trained a candidate, never selected a candidate, never interviewed a candidate, and didn't put out one piece of mail, radio, television, automated phone call, the things that happened in campaigns. So, I mean, the video produced by these people that have a clear political agenda to drag a certain pair of people through the mud is just made up out of whole cloth.
Well, but the candidates, we all know that it's very easy, real simple defense to say Americans for Prosperity didn't directly fund the campaign. I understand there's, among many different political action groups, you know, you go around the letter of the law. Did AFP follow the letter of the law? Of course, it's easy to do that. You guys have lawyers that can pay attention to all these things. But did the candidates you want to win?
But here's the problem, sir.
Okay.
If what you're saying is true, you're saying, oh, well, they can, you know, do it through some other way. It still requires the spending of money.
Yes.
That comes out in some type of direct mail piece,
no,
television ad,
nonsense,
radio ad,
nonsense,
phone call. It requires that there be an end product, which there was not.
Of course there wasn't.
The allegation.
No, you're trying to split hairs here. You know, and I know, and you know, I'm not a fool. I've been in politics for quite a while. Of course you guys didn't directly give,
exactly.
But you supported Wake Cares.
Exactly.
On your website. Are you there? Dallas?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. On your website, on the Americans for Prosperity website, you congratulated the people who supported Wake Cares. You did it. We, the people who are interested in...
Now, sir, that is a wholly different issue.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, go ahead. How is it so different?
An activist organization that deals with economic policy, including... certain policies that were undertaken by the school board. Thank you.
Like integration. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
but that was 5 or 6 months after the election. And I mean, the key point is they are accusing us of being involved in engineering and being involved with candidates and elections. That is wholly different than being involved with issues months later after the election. Now, you know, you have been an elected official. You know they're not only not the same, they're not even close.
But they're very close. There's 527s. We, you know, maybe not everybody knows about 527s.
I'm not a 527.
No, I understand that.
Deal in the election of candidates.
Why did?
Have you seen the video? The video accuses of us doing things very, very specific. If the argument is that our organization
was successful,
did not support the policies of the previous board, and once a new board was installed, we advocated to stop wasting money, stop putting families on different schedules. That is true, but that has nothing to do with the elections, and it says something that the producer of the film is now making an argument about our involvement that was not made in the film. If the argument is that we helped set the table in previous years by opposing policy, well, that's what we do.
Well, let me ask
you. Nothing to do with the election of candidates. As a matter of fact, we had nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, the reality is the people here in Wake County rejected the policies and made a change in the ballot box. It's no more simple than that. And when you have a video that stamps support over a candidate's name and relates it to a particular company where there is no indication that anybody ever sent any money in any way or did anything, it is not just fictitious, it is libelous, and that's the problem.
And we're hearing a term here that I'm reminded of Ron Ziegler for the White House, the Nixon White House. It's called plausible deniability. We understand that.
Sir,
let me ask you this.
Because you won't have an honest conversation with me.
No, I will. I understand. You can deny it. And legally, you're not. Legally, I'm sure you're fully protected. You guys can. I mean, let's face it. The
Koch. It's not just a matter of legal. It is a matter of.
Did you not support resegregation,
these
sir?
Activities took place.
Did you?
Don't you agree that if somebody is accused of buying an election, that there has to be some evidence that some type of activity took place?
Yes, of course.
Some type of activity.
And it's called
campaigning, electioneering communication. There has to be some.
You guys are smart guys. You know how to do that and get around. It's not difficult to do. You know, the money can be spent.
We did it and got around it. What I'm saying is it was never done, period.
Well, then how is it that your campaign side brags about doing it? I mean, give me a break here.
We bragged about fighting on a policy issue 6 months after an election.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Did Art Pope of your campaign, the AFP, not give money, not contribute money to the candidates who were in favor of resegregation?
Well, first of all, it is just absolutely offensive.
It is.
For somebody to talk about resegregation. I mean, that is just a myth. It is untrue. I know that you've been involved with disputes with the law, and the way it works in the South, when people have
I help make the law, sir.
Segregated at the barrel of a gun.
Yes.
Nobody's putting a gun in anybody's face to tell people they can't go to schools. The idea was that we had a failed diversity policy that was having no academic result, and the voters decided they wanted to let their kids go close to the schools. They are not segregated. They will never be segregated. It's against federal law to segregate. That's
just
crazy.
You wanted to end forced busing. You wanted to reinstate neighborhood schools. This was the same language that George Corley Wallace used, and I can understand being defensive about that.
You can say that, but the
are you not for
segregation has a very distinct meaning. And schools were segregated at the barrel of guns.
Oh, I see.
Now, number two, it is true we were against the busing policy.
Yes,
it is true we did it. We were against it because it failed demonstrably academically, provided no academic benefit, and it also caused all kinds of havoc in the lives of parents and students in Wake County, including breaking up families and making them go on vastly different calendars to school, where one kid goes in the summer and another doesn't, and another kid goes to a completely different time. It created utter havoc in this county, and that havoc got a lot worse, quite frankly, over time as the system grew. Now, again, you brought up somebody else's name a few minutes ago who is an individual.
Yes.
And he can donate to whatever political candidate he wants to.
Of course, that's how it's
not
done.
My organization. And again, that is not what the film alleges. If you want to attack us for our positions on free market issues, I welcome that, and I welcome the debate. But it ought to be about what we did, not what we didn't do. And to your assertion that the absence of proof is proof itself is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, nobody ever said that, sir, and you know that. No. Now, when you say that, I'm curious, I'm rather astounded that you define segregation. It can only be segregation if it comes through the barrel of a gun. That's shocking to hear anybody say that. I mean, there have been Jim Crow laws in the past.
Was that not the context of George Wallace?
No,
sir. He had armed guards out forcing the segregation of schools, and then the National Guard had to be brought in?
That's fascinating. So that it can only, if there's no barrel of the gun, if there's no change in policy ending integration, which had been clearly, by every measure, a successful national model for diversity.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
There's great disagreement in the community on that.
Yes.
Let's just take the policy itself. It is true that the New York Times and a couple of other people have written articles praising the now discredited policy. That is true. But the fact that the New York Times or some other non-North Carolina media outlet says something good about it does not mean that the voters and the people who are participating in it think it's a great idea. There is a huge myth that has been created that this was a popular policy that everybody loved and believed worked. Because I consider and talk about the data how African American and Hispanic children, unfortunately, in Wake County, way underperform their counterparts down the road in Charlotte. They way underperform. I mean, we're not doing anything. The reality is the former school board was taking our lovely, beautiful minority children and was finding a way to hide them in the system and not educate them. And it was a travesty. The educational outcomes were in a travesty. And the voters made a decision. If you have an argument that the voters were wrong, take it up with them. But I, as an organization and a person, am not going to stand by and allow a maker of a political hit piece to just say all kinds of lies and allegations and quotes in the video say we funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to candidates is a complete lie, and it should discredit any other parts of the video because that's the linchpin of it, and it's a complete fabrication.
Well, Wake Cares, look, I mean, of course there's going to be disagreement with policy. We're still a democracy.
Wake Cares is an organization that started as an opposition force to forced, mandatory year-round schools, where the school system took families and said, against your will, you're going to start going to school all year long against your will. And it wasn't done to everybody. It was done in just certain parts of the county. It was very unfair. Wake Cares sued over the issue in state court, and 3 years before this election, we helped fund that lawsuit. 3 years. If that isn't the most tangential relationship, I can't really understand.
Well, it's consistent.
You wouldn't just tell the truth. You don't really like a group like Americans for Prosperity that works on limited government free market issues. That's fine, but let's be honest about it. Let's not accuse us of things we didn't do.
Well, on your website, you brag about it. My goodness, how can you know?
We brag about defeating the policy. Do you
there you go.
That defeating policy is different than the election and selection of candidates because the federal government would disagree with you.
Well,
the state government would disagree with you. Federal IRS policy would disagree with you. And not only that, the important thing is we were not involved anywhere near any time during the time these people were running for office.
So you were interested.
The truth is I was spending all my time trying to beat President Obama's disastrous health care plan.
I'm not surprised.
Involved whatsoever.
No, I'm not surprised. We're talking on the Burt Cohen Show with Dallas Woodhouse, North Carolina State Director for Americans for Prosperity. And
I want to ask you,
you changed the policy.
You have this film producer on, and his argument about that we helped set the table by opposing policies in the previous years is a completely different argument than he actually puts forward in the video. Does that bother you?
And supporting a policy, being proud to support a policy that was made the change to end successful segregation. You're right, sir. That does bother me. Did you not want to change that policy? Do you favor resegregation?
The producer of the video is making a claim to you and on your radio program and in print now that totally is opposite of what the video said.
Do you favor resegregation?
What? Absolutely not. And nobody's going to be resegregated here. And the truth of it is, in modern-day Raleigh, North Carolina, our housing patterns are very desegregated. You know, we do not have vastly white and African-American neighborhoods. I mean, you know, I'm standing in my front yard there in suburban Wake County, and I can look up down here and see families of all races and creeds. You know, I mean, you know, I absolutely do not support a policy that would ever judge somebody based on their race and on their race decide where they can go to school. What I support
is neighborhood
parents being empowered to send their kid to a charter school if they want, to a parochial school, mm-hmm. or a private school funded with a tax credit, or to go to their local neighborhood school, or if they choose to go to a local magnet school. I want the parent to choose. I'm about choice.
Choice. So
absolutely, we have never favored any kind of race-based policy.
Well, if it's a neighborhood school, which is a term that has been used down there, and, you know, if it's happens to be one is largely white, middle class, upper class, you know, you're going to attract, you can pay better,
Even under that plan, anybody from any part of the county would have a right to apply to a school that was out of their area, and a certain amount of slots would be left open for those people to be taken in.
Yeah, it would make it a lot more difficult.
You know, we're not ever really talking about going to a neighborhood model, because there would always be the opportunity for people to come in from other places in the county due to whether it's a certain academic program, due to whether it's convenient for the parents,
right.
due to... You know, I mean, there's actually a lot we would agree on that we can do to improve education and outcomes. What I think is the shame is that,
right.
and I really believe this, that what we have been doing before this was not trying to adequately educate our minority population and our students that needed extra help. We were just busting them around and hiding them. I mean, that's really what they were doing, and it was really a travesty to those people.
Well, what do you say to that kid? There was that black kid in the video, who I'm sure you've seen the video, who says that he was getting a good education, he was doing well, he was making a lot of friends, and now since he's going to go to, frankly, a neighborhood school, you know, they can't attract as good teachers, they can't pay as well, and his education will suffer. What do you say to that kid?
Well, I mean, what he asserts in the video hasn't even taken place yet, so I think... Quite frankly, I think the video writer handed them a script, is what I think. I mean, I still think there's no evidence to back that up. You know, I mean, but I can tell you this. I have no interest in doing anything to that kid but empowering his parents to make sure that he gets a good education, whether it be in where he lives or somewhere else. And I do not believe that anything in these policies we've advocated would keep him from going to the school he wanted to go to. I mean, that's kind of in the weeds, but it's a true statement.
Well, I understand that. Now, as part of the release that was sent to me...
And I want to point out, I don't know if you saw the retraction yesterday, but I think it is important to mention that the Democrat consultant who ran the campaigns for the four defeated school board candidates who, while we run nonpartisan, they were supported by the Democrat Party, the four guys that lost, their campaign consultant, who doesn't like our politics and doesn't like everything we do, but he did come out and say, in no way did Americans for Prosperity and the other people accused in that film have anything to do with the election. And that's an important retraction.
We know legalese here. I mean, you can say for sure the AFP didn't directly, the Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers, whatever, didn't directly support specific candidates. That's clear. It's easy. It's plausible deniability. And the focus of AFP...
Okay, so if it's plausible deniability, what are we denying? I'm trying to figure out what is it. If we didn't do that, what did we?
Did you support? We have here the candidates that were endorsed by Wake Cares, which has opposed the county's busing and integration policy, received no financial support from any activist group funded in part by the Koch brothers?
I mean, I think I dealt with this Wake Cares thing. We funded a lawsuit 3 years before.
Right.
You know, what's your allegation to make there would require... I mean, it just stretches. I mean, and of course, the lawsuit's a matter of public record. Our involvement's a matter of public record. And again, I would remind you that that issue with Wake Cares was not in the video. This is a new line of attack on us.
Well, let me ask you this.
I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
Let me ask you this. You, when we got in touch, you emailed me this direct quote. We have pending legal action against the producers. Now, clearly, no legal action has been taken yet. I'm not sure what the legal grounds could be. What was your purpose?
I mean, the obvious legal grounds would be libel.
Why did you email me that?
Because they said...
What was your purpose?
...funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to the election of candidates, and it's a lie, and it's a very serious lie.
Now, why did you email me? Why did you find it necessary to email me, quote, we have pending legal action against the producers? What was your purpose in sending me that?
I think I addressed this with you on email.
Yes.
You requested an interview.
Yes.
And... I thought you ought to know that the facts in this film are in great dispute. I've obviously come on your program.
Yeah.
You're free to talk about whatever you want.
I know, I appreciate
Don't make me out to be some anti-press guy. I spent 10 years as a journalist.
Uh-huh.
I just told you the facts.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I'm not intimidated by it. Let me ask you this.
Did I attempt to intimidate? Did I call you and say you shouldn't be on this program?
Well, what would the purpose be in telling me I have legal action? I don't care. You know, I know that I can say that. I said, okay, we have pending legal action. They could tell me that too. Let me ask you this.
Is it you don't care about the facts?
Oh.
I mean, you know, it'd be nice if you cared about the actual facts.
We've gone through the facts here.
Put me on your program and run me down.
No.
For Americans,
I'm sorry you take it personally.
Opposition to...
I am against resegregation, sir.
Healthcare plan. I am very upfront, and we are very upfront about... the positions we take and the things we do. We just don't want to be accused of things we don't do.
You support resegregation, sir, and you know
it. About things we actually do.
You actively support resegregation, sir, and you know it. Let me ask you this. We have just a couple minutes left. You say you support,
don't support resegregation, but go ahead.
You say we support free market issues. What does free market issues mean in terms of public education matters? What does that mean?
Well, it means a broad variety of things that are not all necessarily related to the topic here, but it includes things like competition in education, whether it be through charter schools, whether it be through tax credits. We helped pass a bill in North Carolina,
but on education,
in this new legislature that gave a tax credit to special needs children, that if their parents determine that their special needs or they're autistic or whatever are not getting met in the public school system, they can use a tax credit to go to a private school that meets their needs. We support raising the cap on charter schools, which we did, and we support in Wake County parents having the option to pick the calendar their kid is on, whether it be year-round or traditional, to be able to just have the option to go to a magnet school if they want to go to their neighborhood school or to not go to their neighborhood school.
Mm. I'm interpreting it wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds to me like you want to weaken public education, that this is not a priority. Public education is something that should not be supported much more, that it should be weakened and defunded. Is this not correct? And, and resegregating public schools, neighborhood schools helps.
I think what I would say is we view public education differently.
Yes.
What I would like to see are better options to educate the public. If public education only means going to the school that a bureaucrat from the county office tells me I have to go and what time I have to be there and what the subjects are going to be for my child, if you want to, I want to weaken that system because I want to empower parents, competition, choice, and enterprise.
Well, you heard it here, listeners, what free market issues means in terms of public education matters. The start has
See,
begun.
I wish we could have had a great debate about that, because you would have run me down and you wouldn't have liked my positions, but at least they would be positions I hold.
Well, you made it clear.
I'm accused of and didn't do in that video.
You were very succinct right now, Dallas, and I appreciate that. This is the start of an assault on public education, and I understand that, and it's good to be prepared. As the Boy Scout said, be prepared, and now we know. I very much appreciate
on that. It doesn't do me, I have two young children. It doesn't do me or anybody in my organization around to have an education system that's a failure.
I agree, sir.
We don't benefit by having a bunch of non-educated children. So that's sort of, I think.
But you have the resources, probably.
Public discourse. For me to accept that your intentions are good, that you believe a certain way of educating people is good, and my intentions are good, we can fight on the merits,
right.
Not on intentions.
It's still a democracy so far. It is if we protect it. Thank you very much. And again, this was very short notice. Dallas Woodhouse, Americans for Prosperity, State Director of North Carolina. And if people are interested in contacting your website, what would the website be?
It's afpnc.org.
afpnc.org. Thank you very much for being with us again on The Burt Cohen Show. Very lively. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give